I've been going a series called Down Memory Lane, and I'm going back to, oh goodness, 15, 20, 25 years looking at messages that I preached here in the pulpit on Sunday morning or Sunday night and making a lesson out of it for Wednesday night. And we're in the same chapter and verses that we were in last week. And tonight, I want to talk from these verses again. Look at chapter 50, verse number 4, book of Isaiah. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. So last week we talked about the educated tongue. You see that in chapter verse 50, verse number 4. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. So number one on your sheet, Isaiah said that God had given him both the tongue and the ear of the learned. Now remember, the word learned means educated, means taught, means instructed, all right? If you're taught and instructed, you're educated. And we learned from that last week that we need to know how to say the right thing at the right time to the right person, okay? That's what he said in verse number 4, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. So we know how to say the right thing at the right time to the right person. And it's very important that we learn that. We can encourage people greatly by being able to say the right thing at the right time. Vice versa, on the flip side, we can discourage people by saying the wrong thing at the wrong time to the wrong person. Okay? So that's what we looked at last week. But God had touched another member of Isaiah's body. God had touched his ear. You see that at the very last of verse number 4. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. So number 2, Isaiah's ear was awake. It was alert so that he could hear with an educated ear. He was not dull of hearing. Jesus talked about that in the New Testament. Talked about those that were dull of hearing. Well, Isaiah was not that way. His ear was awake. His ear was alert so that he could hear with an educated ear. Now, I don't know. Have you ever been around someone who thinks that their hearing is okay, but continually responds to your questions and your comments with, what? Huh? Okay, and that's my father-in-law, bless his heart. But he thinks he's fine, you know. Their answer, if any question about their hearing is, well, I'm just fine, I don't need hearing aids. And I want to respond, what? You know, but that's not very kind. But I think I've told this here before. I was humbled greatly out at Marion Avenue. And Brother Brown had Mrs. John R. Rice and one of the Rice daughters come for a ladies' meeting out there. And he told me, he said, now, Terry, he said, look, Sunday morning, we're going to do something different. We're going to get all the adults and teenagers together. I think maybe the kids, I forget, with everybody, for Sunday school. And we're going to interview Mrs. John R. Rice. And he said, I want you to have a couple of questions, you know, and things to say to her. And he said, I'm going to open it up. And so I said, okay. And so, of course, I heard Dr. John Rice every year in Bible college for a whole week. He spoke in chapel and taught church ed. 4 years in a row, I got to have a special meal with him and about, I don't know, 15 other guys who won a contest in the bus ministry. And I heard him in Sword of the Lord conferences. And he was a blessing. I heard him at Cedar Lake over here. I heard him in Atlanta. And he was a great preacher. They called him the kindest man that ever slit anybody's throat. And he was a great preacher. And so I never met Mrs. Rice. So, you know, he told me, he said, have a couple of questions, a couple of things to say to her. So I thought, you know, I'm going to open it up by just telling her how special a lady she is and how much her husband meant to me and how much I learned from him and what a blessing he was. And I'm going through all that and I'm sitting there and she's sitting here and she's smiling, nodding her head, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, this is really hitting home here, you know. And I got all finished and she said, what'd you say? And so, made me feel about that big. I said, oh, never mind. But anyway, oh, my goodness, people that a lot of times can't hear, they don't think they have any problem. You know, Isaiah's ears were wakened to hear things that maybe he had not heard previously. I was thinking about this. I was thinking about Natalie. And ladies, you know, you ladies that have had babies, before the babies came, you went to bed and slept pretty much soundly through the night. There might have been noises out there, even in the house, But you didn't hear them. You didn't hear them. But as soon as you brought that baby home, that first night at home, the slightest little whatever, and you spring out of bed because your ear is awake. I see some husbands looking at their wives like, you never did that. So maybe they are sound sleepers. But, you know, your ear is awakened to things that you didn't hear before when you bring a baby home. You know, I've read books about soldiers who were snipers. And, of course, you know, with a sniper, obviously eyesight is very crucial and important, but so is their hearing. And a little sound might make the difference between life and death for them. And I remember reading this one book, and it talked about how that a scrape of a boot on a rock, just a, and the metallic click of a safety being eased off of a gun, or your clothing brushing up, scraping on a branch. You know, you don't think that stuff is very loud, but when it's quiet outdoors, the littlest things can make a huge sound. And he was talking about how important it is to have not only good eyesight, but good hearing. And Isaiah is saying here, he's talking about awakened ears. Awakened ear. I think that's an interesting term, don't you? He wakeneth my ear. It was alert. He was awake when it came to hearing. And God woke up Isaiah's ears. And I like that. He said, the Lord wakeneth mine ear to hear. So we need God to awaken our ears so that we can hear what's necessary to keep us close to Him, so that we can hear His voice and hear His Spirit, hear His Word. Number three, sensitive hearing is extremely vital. I'm talking about spiritually speaking, okay? Now, physically it is too, but spiritually speaking. And all you have to do is read your Bible to find that out, folks. Revelation chapter 2 and 3, you got those seven letters to the churches of Asia Minor. Every one of them ends the same way. Jesus says at the end of the letter, all seven times, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You think, doesn't everybody have ears? Obviously not. Obviously some people don't have an awakened ear. Okay? In Matthew 11, verse 15, Jesus said, he that hath ears, let him hear. And that's repeated over and over again, more than I took time to put on paper. Okay, Matthew 13:16, he said, but blessed are your ears, for they hear. And he's not talking about physical hearing. He's talking about having an awakened ear. And again, you said, doesn't everybody have ears? But yes, but not all ears have been awakened. Not all ears have been educated. In Mark chapter 8, verse number 18, Jesus said, having ears, hear ye not? In what world are you doing? You got ears. How are you not hearing? So just having ears doesn't automatically mean that our ear is awakened. It doesn't mean that it's educated, okay? So it's obvious that some have awakened and educated ears to hear, and others do not. So quickly, what kind of ears should we desire? What kind of ears do we need? Well, number one, I don't have this on your paper here, but number one, it's the opened ear. Look at verse number 5. The Lord God hath opened mine ear. Man alive. God opened my ear. Look at number five, number four. Opened means to loosen, to plow, to unstop. I would imagine that maybe there's even somebody here tonight, one of your children or you yourself, you've had trouble hearing clearly. And, you know, really, what in the world's going on? And really, all that needed to happen was you needed to get the wax out of your ear. There's a wax buildup. And, you know, a doctor or someone at home can take an instrument. They make those ear candles. You know what I'm talking about. Wax candles, whatever they call them. And you can plow or loosen and break up the wax in the ear canal and get rid of it. And all of a sudden, your hearing is vastly improved. And people, that's exactly what we need as God's people. Number five, we need God to plow through all the junk that plugs our ears. And we needed to open up the passages so that we hear His voice. We hear His Word. We hear His Spirit speaking to us. That's what we need. And we especially, now, especially have sensitive ears when we come to the church house. Especially. Number six is a bunch of tips on how to have sensitive ears when you come to church. Number one, get up in time to read your Bible. Get up in time to read your Bible. You know what that? You know what I call that, folks? That's priming the pump. You know, people read the newspaper on Sunday morning and then come to church, wonder why they don't get anything. And the truth of the matter is, you know, if you're going to get up in time to read your Bible, you can't do that if you stay up unreasonably late on Saturday night goofing around. Saturday night is the one night of the week where everybody needs to go to bed at a decent time. And, man, I marvel sometimes at the times that some text messages go out. I get them. I don't sleep with my phone. I am toying with the idea of putting my phone on silent, though, because I'm weary. I put it on silent, but I'm a light sleeper, and bzz, bzz, and I'm weary of getting awakened at 10:30 and 11 o'clock at night by text messages that I don't really need till the next morning. I'm ready to turn the thing off. And you know, if anybody, if there's one night of the week where you need to go to bed at a decent time, get good rest, it's Saturday night. And when you wake up in the morning, forget your favorite news site on your phone. Get your Bible, sit out, read a little bit. Prime the pump. Prime the pump. You want ears to hear. You want alert and awake ear. You want God to waken your ear. And then number two there, under six, play good spiritual music to help prepare your heart. Man, keep good spirit. Don't have the TV on Sunday morning. Don't have the radio playing Sunday morning. Unless it's playing good Christian music. Okay? And everybody's got access. Everybody has access to great. It is easier than it's ever been to enjoy a wonderful variety of Christian music now through any kind of device at your house. And yet folks still don't do it. Play good spiritual music. Next, number three, pray on the way in, asking God for sensitive ears to the teaching and preaching. Wouldn't that be good? That's the place to have an awakened ear. Sunday school class. Sunday morning service. Sunday night service, okay? If you're ever going to have educated ears, awakened ears, alert ears, ears that are sensitive, have them on Sunday. Though actually, the wise person has them all week long. You remember Elijah's story, right? Discouraged. He comes off Mount Carmel. Jezebel threatens to kill him. Your head's going to be like all those prophets that you chopped off up there by this time tomorrow. And so he gets discouraged. He gets despondent. He starts running for his life. He goes to that cave. You remember that? And he longed to hear from God. And a tornado-type wind came through, nothing. Then an earthquake, nothing. Then a fire, all of those things passed by. But no word from God. Not in any of those. And then the Bible says there was a still, small voice. And the most important words in that passage are these words, and I quote, when Elijah heard it. Heard what? That still small voice. And people, remember, his ministry was spared. He was despondent. He was done. He was asking God to kill him. And God had the answer for all they said. When you leave here, you're going to anoint Jehu. You're going to anoint Elisha. And by the way, there's 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal yet. He needed to hear that message. And it wasn't a bombastic, wah! It was still small voice. But he had awakened ear. He had a sensitive ear. And he heard it, okay? Thank God Elijah heard it. Had that sensitive ear to hear the still, quiet voice of God. All right? So we need an opened ear. Then, next, we need the submissive ear. We need the submissive ear. Look at verse number 5. He said, the Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious. Now, number 7 on your sheet, the opposite of rebellion is submission, right? That's the opposite of it. So, question tonight, church, do we have a submissive ear? If we don't, why not? The fuel of rebellion is pride. Okay, rebellion is the opposite of submission. Jeremiah 13:15. Listen, hear ye. There it is again. Hear ye. How many times in the Bible? I should have looked that up. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud. I lost it. For the Lord hath spoken. So hear ye, give ear, be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. So it kind of sounds like if I don't have a submissive ear, if I have a rebellious ear, a proud ear, I'm never going to hear what God needs me to hear. Not going to hear it. Number eight, pride is the energy of rebellion. And that is definitely not a characteristic of an educated ear. Not going to happen. Okay? It's the energy of rebellion. Listen to this verse, Jeremiah 25:4. It's not on your sheet, but it's a critical verse. So you got that written down? Pride is the energy of rebellion. That is definitely not a characteristic of an educated ear. Now give me your ear up here. Listen to this verse because it's important you hear this. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, the preachers, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Now, don't miss what God said there. He said, Judah, I have sent you my prophets. I've risen early and sent you several of them. But you did not hearken or incline your ear to hear. Now, number nine, the word inclined means to bow down, to go down, to let down. Those are all in the definition of the word inclined. Down, down, down. You know what down, down, down is, folks? That's humility. That's humility. Humility, number 10, is the opposite of pride. Humility fuels submission. Fuels it. It gives you the energy to submit. And that's the kind of ear that Isaiah had. An educated ear was a submissive ear. It was not rebellious. You know, one time I had the opportunity of speaking to a young person. And actually, the young person had already talked to Brother Bragg. And then I had an opportunity to speak to the young person. And, he talked about two messages that spoke to the heart. And that's what they talked to Brother Bragg about. You know, I need to get this fixed. Because the two messages were preached maybe a couple of weeks apart. And so I need to get this fixed. Because the two separate messages, the Spirit of God spoke to my heart. And so when I got to talk to the young person, I said, okay, so, you know, same story was told to me. And I said, okay, so where's the disconnect? Did you go to the altar? No. And I said, why not? What kept you from that? And the young person, not my word, the young person said, pride. And I think they were being honest. I think they were being honest. And boy, you get help when you start getting honest. And it is humbling to walk a few steps down an aisle to an altar to pray. But folks, remember this. Don't ever forget this verse, 1 Peter 5:5. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now, put it all together. If I'm sitting in a church service and the preacher's preaching and preaching God's word, or the Sunday school class, the teacher's teaching God's word, and my heart is being turned and churned by the Spirit of God, he's dealing with me about something, an issue in my life, I'm going to need grace to take care of that. I can't do that in the energy of my flesh. I can't work up enough mental, you know, calisthenics to make the change. The only thing that's going to help me change whatever God is speaking to me about is his grace. But when I'm not humble, I don't get it. I don't get what I need. I get resisted instead. So number 11 on your sheet there is no divine grace without humility. There is only resistance. And I hope you folks that are watching at home tonight are taking this seriously, as well as the folks here in the auditorium. It's for everybody. There is no divine grace without humility. There's only resistance. Think of an injured child, hurt, and they're hurt badly, and maybe the blood is pouring from a split forehead or a bloody nose or something. They fell down and busted their chin and their lip wide open, and they turn and look for dad or mom, and they go crying. I mean, the snot, the blood, the tears are all mingled together on the face, and they're running for the one who could help them. And think of that parent sticking their arm out and resisting that little child. Well, that's exactly what happens. God resists the proud, sticks his arm out. There's not a soul in this world. There's not a soul in this room strong enough, able enough to resist. For God to resist us, how are we going to do? How are we going to make it? I need God working for me, not against me. So we need that submissive ear. An awakened ear, an educated ear, is an opened ear. It is a submissive ear. And you know what humility, folks? You know what humility does? It opens the arms of God's grace. And envelops us. So be careful about a submissive ear. Then lastly, number three would be the advancing ear. Look at verse number 5. I'm calling it the advancing ear. The Lord God hath opened mine ear. There's the opened ear. I was not rebellious. There's the submissive ear. Neither turned away back. Well, if they didn't go back, number 12, turned means to retreat. Back means hinder part. So if he didn't turn away back, he didn't retreat. He didn't go backwards, didn't backslide. But there's another key word in that last phrase. It's the first word of that last phrase. It's that word neither. But you know what neither does? Neither really connects the last phrase to the first two. Isaiah said, number 12 or 13 on your sheet, my ears were opened. I was not rebellious, so I did not retreat. I did not backslide. If he had not submitted, guess what he would have done? He would have retreated. He'd have gone backwards. But because his ears were open, because his ears were submissive, he didn't retreat. He didn't backslide. So if I want to advance, I've got to have an opened ear, got to have a submissive ear. If they're open and submissive, that's going to lead the way for me to advance in my Christian life. If it's not open, you don't get to first base. But if it's open and not submissive, you start retreating. Number 14, even if I have the opened ear, if I don't have the submitted ear, I will retreat. And the truth of the matter is, we need all three. We need the open, submissive, and advancing ear. But number 15, fill it in quickly, folks. I want to show you there is a progression when it comes to truth. We are exposed to it. We submit and advance. Or we are exposed to it, we rebel and retreat. Everything get filled in? There's a progression when it comes to truth. We are exposed to it, submit and advance, or we are exposed to it, rebel and retreat. This is why some people have a hard time advancing in their Christianity. They hear truth, they rebel, but instead of submitting, and the result is retreat. Did you hear the missionary letters tonight? I forget which missionary it was, Brother Andrew. You talked about a fellow who had been saved and began to make progress, but they were praying for him because now he's going backwards. We see the same thing here. People are the same everywhere. People get saved, they get baptized, and they start advancing, then they hear a truth that they don't submit to, and they shut down. It's like hitting a wall, but they don't stay static after shutting down. If they're not careful, over a period of time, they start retreating. That's what Isaiah said. If I'd have had a rebellious ear, I would have retreated. I'd have gone backwards. That's not what you want. So the question is, do you have an awakened ear? Do you have an awakened ear? That's educated, Is our ear awake or is it dull? Number 16, in order to have an educated ear, we need it to be open, submissive, and advancing. We need it to be open, submissive, and advancing. Now, I'm going to test the memory here of the folks that have been here for several years. But that verse right there, Isaiah 50 and verse number 5, was a special verse to somebody here some years ago. Anybody remember that? Ira? Who? Nathan Lockwood. He was not supposed to give any kind of speech at the graduation ceremony the year he graduated, but Brother Don Reardon and I felt like what God had done in his life just was remarkable. And that was the verse he spoke on. The Lord God hath opened mine ear. I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. That was May 2001. And that young man was advancing. Advancing. June, July, August, 3 months later, less than 3 months, 2.5, God took him to heaven. But that's the verse he preached on. I'll never forget that. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and he did. And I was not rebellious, and he wasn't. Neither turned away back. What kind of ear you got? What kind of ear you got? It's called the educated ear. It's called the awake ear, the alert ear. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Open, submissive, advancing. Let's pray. Father, bless us tonight. Thank you for these folks who have braved the elements and made the effort to get here. The Lord don't cast any stones at those that are not here tonight. It was very bad out there. I'm thankful for the ones that are listening by way of internet. And dear Spirit of God, I pray that you would travel through the sounds of my voice to the internet listening group tonight, as well as those of us that are in this building. Help us to have the awakened, educated ear. Open, submissive, advancing. Not prideful, rebellious, and retreating. Not dull of hearing. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be hungry for the educated ear. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Let's stand together, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and we have a brief time of prayer tonight before we dismiss.